first off, what do you know about these suspects? What kind of alleged plans were in the making, and they were related to a plot that was uncovered last year?
Yeah, so let's break down Operation Appleby. First of all, September last year, when this operation first started, the first allegation to come out of this was an apparent beheading in the middle of Sydney. Police were highly criticised at the time, though, for raiding dozens of places, a cache of weapons, hard drives, etc., but only making one arrest. But slowly but surely, over the last year, they've been gathering enough evidence to infiltrate what they say is a terror cell working in Sydney. Yesterday, they arrested two other people. That takes the total number to 12. The allegation involving them is that they were planning to bomb or attack the Garden Island Naval Base, which is the jewel in the crown of Sydney Harbour. This is right on the footstep of the Harbour Bridge. And come New Year's Eve, which is only a few days away, that place is usually packed. It's one of the great vantage points to watch the fireworks. There's no link towards a New Year's Eve attack, but that is a prime target and one of many listed by them.
But are officials on high alert now, considering that, you know, Sydney sees some really big celebrations for New Year's Eve, and obviously these kinds of raids are going to be very unsettling for the people?
Yeah, that's right. But my police contacts have told me that there is no immediate threat, but they will be out in force. They've stressed that they will be out in even more force than they usually are, because they just can't take any chances. There's no immediate threat hanging over Sydney, but you've got to keep in mind as well, in Australia, in the last 14 months, there have been 3 terror attacks. If you take into account the ones that have been thwarted by Operation Appleby, which by my count is about 3 or 4 at least, this is a really active situation going on, not just in Sydney, but around the country at the moment. So there may not be an immediate threat per se right now, but this operation still has at least 8 additional targets that they need to arrest, and they don't plan to make any in the coming days.